Sketch of Experience. From October 21, 1867 to February 1, 1868. Our labor had just closed with the Battle Creek Church, and, notwithstanding we were much worn, we had been so refreshed in spirits as we witnessed the good result, that we cheerfully joined Brother Andrews in the long journey to Maine. On the way, we held a meeting at Roosevelt, New York. Testimony number 13 was doing its work, and those brethren who had taken part in the general disaffection were beginning to see things in their true light. This meeting was one of hard labor, in which pointed testimonies were given. Confessions were made, followed by a general turning to the Lord on the part of backsliders and sinners. Our labors in Maine commenced with the conference at Norridgewock, the 1st of November. The meeting was large. My husband and myself, as usual, bore a plain and pointed testimony in favor of truth and proper discipline, and against the different forms of error, confusion, fanaticism, and disorder, naturally growing out of a want of proper discipline. This testimony was especially applicable to the condition of things in Maine. Disorderly spirits who professed to observe the Sabbath were in rebellion and labored to diffuse the disaffection through the conference. Satan helped them, and they succeeded to some extent. The details are too painful and of too little general importance to give. It may be enough to say at this time that in consequence of this spirit of rebellion, fault-finding, and in some a sort of babyish jealousy, murmuring and complaining, our work in Maine, which might have been done in 2 weeks, required 7 weeks of the most laborious, trying, and disagreeable toil. 5 weeks were lost, yes, worse than lost, to the cause in Maine, and our people in other portions of New England, New York, and Ohio were deprived of 5 general meetings in consequence of our being held in Maine. But as we left that state, we were comforted with the fact that all had confessed their rebellion, and that a few had been led to seek the Lord and embrace the truth. The following, relative to ministers, order, and organization, has a more special application to the condition of things in Maine.